This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Bombardier Aerospace kicked off the week with the announcement of a potential 110-plane sale to an undisclosed European customer. The sale includes 25 firm Learjet 60XR orders and another 85 conditional orders. The firm order is valued at about $340 million U.S. If all the purchase rights are confirmed, total value will be about $1.5 billion U.S. based on 2008 prices. Deliveries are scheduled to begin next year. Steve Ridolfi, president of Bombardier Business Aircraft, says, quote, "This major sale confirms that the Learjet 60XR aircraft offers an optimum performance cabin value combination that is key for mid-sized jet operators," unquote. The Learjet 60XR has been in service since July of 2007 and traces its roots back to the original Lear Model 23. It combines the speed and other attributes associated with the Lear name with a state-of-the-art Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics suite and a completely redesigned cabin. NASA won't talk about it and is doing its best to keep it under wraps, but a launch vehicle originally devised after the Challenger disaster is getting new attention. Direct 2.0, a.k.a. the Jupiter 120, began life in 1986 as NASA's own concept to restart the space program after the loss of the Challenger. Conceived by Marshall Space Flight Center, Direct had the capability of launching unmanned cargo and even potentially restarting an Apollo-style spacecraft program. The plan was officially shelved, but rocket enthusiasts and engineers, including several working for NASA, picked up the project in their spare time. Well, the Orlando Sentinel reports now that advocates argue Direct is far better than anything NASA has in the works currently and could get the U.S. space program back on the moon faster and cheaper while saving thousands of jobs in Florida. The paper cites an unfinished internal NASA study, shut down and disowned by the agency last fall, showing that Direct 2.0 would outperform the Ares in cost, overall performance, and workforce retention. NASA and its administrator, Michael Griffin, are committed to the Ares program, despite a host of design troubles. Griffin argues, quote, "At some point, the studying has to stop and the work has to commence," unquote. The FAA last week approved a controversial runway extension at South Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport to head off significant flight delays in the future. According to the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, the FAA estimates average flight delays of 26 minutes by 2020 without a second parallel runway capable of handling airliners. The existing southern parallel runway is 5,276 feet long and can only handle smaller commuter airlines and general aviation aircraft. The FAA concluded it needs to be lengthened to 8,000 feet. The fight has been raging since 1987. After 21 years of debate, you'd think NIMBYs would have run out of ideas, but the FAA will continue to accept comments on its report through July 28th, then make a final decision this fall on whether design and construction can proceed. Barring further delays, the project is expected to be completed in 2014. The total cost will be $784 million. Now, if that sounds a little high to extend a runway less than 3,000 feet, it's because the completed runway will pass through a tunnel above Federal Highway and the Florida East Coast Railroad. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Northrop Grumman reminds us it still has the tanker contract. The KCX fight is entangling John McCain. And if you think the FAA was too cozy with airlines, wait till you hear this. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Barbara Tolbert, Executive Director of the Arlington Fly-In, which opens July 9th. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.